Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Oh, man, you can tell what type of night it's going to be. As y'all know, that's the wrong intro. We usually do our Wet Wet Wednesday intro, going to some sexy music right away. But apparently, we're doing it a little bit different. My bag, ladies. My bag. Don't look at me like that. Don't judge me. Pray for me. We're going to get it together. So, hey, while we got this little bit of time, so why don't we go ahead and say hello and tell the people the type of things we're going to be on tonight on Wet Wet Wednesday, which not all slow, but definitely sexy, adult conversation. Let's tell them what we're going to be on while I set this up. I'll let you go first. Say hello, Miss Unbelievable. We'll go with her first.
Hey, hey, hey. We on shenanigans like always, but from the Solo Me Speak, we asking this question. And that's me, Miss Unbelievable, author and designer and of the movement. Do girls actually enjoy being fingered, or is that a myth? Stay tuned. We got people who commented. I can't wait to hear what they got to say. And we got much, much more. Jazzy, what you got? Jazzy, what you got?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, mama.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Girl, my back, my neck, my knees, my head, they all hurting. They hurting. They hurting. But I'm all right.
All right, Jeff, show us what your topic's going to be for tonight.
Okay, guys. My topic, okay, for the ladies, do you like men that sag? Does it turn you on or does it turn you off?
Okay.
This topic is do you like getting your booty ate? How do you feel about that?
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Don't get.
What's your take on the booty moment?
Right. Hold on, we gotta leave that monster part out of there. Let me put anyway. It's gonna get wild, crazy around here. So, all right, let's go ahead and do this right with the right intro, and then we're gonna come back with some sexy music. And then you know, get ready for our discussion. You know what the number is: 563-999-3411. Now you can press 1 to go live, or you can just listen in private. You dig? So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it, and it starts out a little something like this.
Days when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover. Roll one, put it in the bus. Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Splash.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
You are now tuned into the Wet, Wet Wednesday podcast.
Watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Should've worked on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Should've worked. I'm compromised. You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supplies. 50-50 love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a magic, get lit it, babe. The jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum.
Can you stay flexing on me?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum. On with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum.
You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum.
Wet, Wet Wednesdays. Justin Bieber. Up next, we got some Mike Nicole. He did an interview with us. You got to go back and check the archive. Oh, wait, not that one. This is the one that's requested. Here we go. Perfect Dream. Monsters Radio Live. Wet, Wet Wednesdays. Mike Nicole. Let's get into it. We open the line right after that.
So much hate in the world, it would be out of my feet. I'd rather live in my dreams because I'm there so much peace. I dream of a better place where the language is love. Free from race, free from hate. I'm it will always rise.
Always green.
Always green.
There is no other side.
There is no other side.
Okay, there we go. Like I said, that's Mike DeCole. You can also check out the interview we did with him a little while back. Just go to the archives right here on Blog Talk Radio and put in Mike DeCole in our search engine, and you'll find it. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. All right, Jazzy B. Yeah. So, all right, we're bringing it back. We're going to tell the people again what we on. I mean, but how y'all feeling tonight, though? That's the first question, ladies.
Yup, I'm here. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Bless
okay.
the Lord. Oh, my soul. I'm here.
Okay. Okay. How you feeling, Jess?
I feel like Tony the Tiger. Great.
But, you know, can I just say something for one quick second? I got a shout out.
Girl,
can I do my shout out,
girl?
I got a shout out. I want to shout out DJ E Monster, who held it down yesterday when we wasn't there on the ones and
oh,
the
yeah,
twos
yeah,
for
yeah.
Takeover Tuesday.
DJ E Monster.
Man, when I tell you, he just did his thing all night, He just took over the night doing his little skills on the with my music tip. So shout out to our very own. The international DJ E Monster. Yes.
Oh, y'all talking about me? Y'all talking about, that's what's up. I appreciate it. So appreciate it. It is. Conversation wasn't the same. It was like podcast masturbation over here by myself. But hey, we made the best of it. You know what I mean?
Yes, you did.
Sometimes you just got to have fun by yourself. So I let the people know again what we are. Oh, they nobody know, want to know how I was feeling, but it's all right. It's
how
all
you
right.
feeling?
It's all right.
How you feeling?
I'm making the best of it. My back hurts. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Like, I'm just at that age where you just wake up and just something went wrong. In your sleep. You did.
I told you about trying to bench press them big dudes.
Hey, that's my type. That's what I like. but yeah, man, my back hurts. So I'm a little broke down tonight. So I'm trying to make the best of it. Ow. So tonight we talking about sagging pants. Is it sexy or not? How people feel about eating booty? And do you enjoy fingering or not? So now remember, people, when you call in, your opinion is your opinion. There's no right or wrong. What you believe is your belief. How you get it in is how you get it in. You dig? Just because I'm not into it don't mean you can't be into it. It's because, yeah, you understand what I'm saying. So, on that note, that's what we're talking about. So, how did we end up with our topic for tonight? I guess I can open up with the booty one. Actually, it was funny. Me and Daisy was having a conversation, off air, you know what I mean? And it just so happened to come up. We're talking about young people and the shit they do, the shit the old school people do and don't do. And today's age and sex is like way different. You dig? Even threesomes are way different than what they used to be back in the day. You dig? And the topic of eating booty had came up. So, you know, and I be seeing it a lot online. I don't be know if some of these people be playing or not, because some people be like, oh, if you don't eat booty, then you ain't trying to get it in with me. Blah, 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 blah. Don't even call me. Don't hit my inbox. All kinds of things. You dig? So that's why I'm like, I mean, is this like some type of new fab wave or something? And, you know, that's what we want to know, how people feel about it. So, you know, we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit. So that's how I came up with that one. Yeah, I mean, So Ike, we'll start with you, Jazz. How did you come up with the thing about the sagging pants?
Because I be so disgusted when I see boys, men, anybody sagging. I mean, I just wanted to grab them and be like, put your goddamn pants. It just disturbs me because, for one, you feel me, y'all really ignore the history of how it got started. And y'all act like y'all just don't care what the meaning of the sagging pants is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So we're definitely going to talk about that. Okay. Yeah, all right, Ms. Unbelievable. How'd you come up with your topic for tonight?
You know what? I'm always, wondering and asking questions because I want to know, do we actually enjoy it? Like, what made y'all think we want y'all fingers in there? You know what I'm saying? So, I want to know if it's a myth or do we actually enjoy it? I want to know. Ladies, do you, or do you just let it happen because it's something that they do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would fingering be, ooh, that just sounded gross. Would that be the same as a hand job?
No, because you guys actually insert your little fingers inside of us, and
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless
you
insert your finger in your little pee hole.
Oh, stop.
And wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. That's fingering your pee hole, but I don't.
What's wrong with you? Why would you say that? Oh, God. Put your finger in your butthole. I was already quenching on that, but no. Why? We're gonna play some music. We're gonna let her calm down. I don't know where the fuck she at tonight. Oh God. Woo, Ella, do you like that shit? I don't know. This is the dinner. This is a little bit more. Maybe you should be a little bit more quiet when we talk about the baby.
We live, y'all. I don't know.
You should make up your mind. Take it back to my shrine. And I'ma need the whole night and a little bit more.
That's what's up. We bringing it back. It's Wet Wednesday. So, all right, tell us who tonight's show has been brought to you by there, Miss Unbelievable.
It's been brought to you by The Soul of Me Speaks, proud sponsor of MonstersRadio.com, spoken word and 30-day journal, inspiration to bring light to your soul, given to you by me, yes. Miss Unbelievable E.K. Join the move by going to lulu.com and just put it in The Soul of Me Speaks, The Soul of Me Speaks Volume 2, and The 30-Day Journal. You can also hit me up on Google or any of the online books that sells books. Also, it's brought to you by Monster is U.S. Apparel. Tired of going somewhere special and someone has the same outfit as you? No, we don't like that. Worry no more. At Monster US Apparel, they are producing high-quality gear and custom apparel to give you that high-quality fashion feel at a reasonable price. Start your own clothing line or just get one self-expression shirt, pants, jacket, hat now on Facebook. Send us an email, monstersradio.com/apparel, and we will have a rep contact you ASAP boogie.
Right. And also we got Leastway Management. And just for the record, there's errors in there. It's monstarsradio.com, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z radio.com. And it's monsterusradio@gmail.com. That's our email. So, we no longer use monsterusradio.com. Somebody don't win in there. Yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. They don't bought it out, suckers. So, all right, we got to use something else. So, yes, when you look for everything through us now, you look through the Monstars Radio Network. That's M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z radio.com. And you can find what you're looking for over there. So, all right, we're going to bring it back with these topics. Ladies, which ones do we want to do first?
We go with Jazzy B or yours. Yours is fun.
Yeah, yours is fun.
Yours is fun.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about eating booty. Like I said, I don't know if y'all been like they got all kinds of social things on social media. They got groups. You know what I mean? Like they got, y'all know about the groups. I'm talking about the bearded men group. Y'all know what that was about. They had the jogging pants group. Y'all know what that was about. So I was in the little freak groups. You know what I mean? I be in the little freak. I don't really be in them like that. But I've been in them before. You dig? Disclaimer. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Talk about all kinds of things. You know, people open up. That's the thing I like about them. People talk about whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. Da-da-da, not be judged. So on and so forth. But there is some points, you know, where it got a little tight when people talk about eating booty. To each their own. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. If you're not into it, then we on the same page. But if you're into it, there's nothing wrong with it. Handle your business. Do your free sizzle. Don't worry about what I say. You just call in. You understand what I'm saying. So that's how I ended up coming up with this topic. Apparently, it's like the new wave thing. But, you know, sometimes, you got to look at things like this. Just imagine how was it the first time somebody got their dick sucked? When did that go popular? When did eating pussy go popular? You understand me? So you can't always be like, oh, this because they eat booty. Da 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 da. I don't know. Some people say they got certain endings in back there that, you know, that you can find. I don't know. I'm not into finding my sensible things back there. But they say, you know, there's supposed to be some gland for men that, hey, it is what it is. I haven't experienced it. I'm just saying. I'm not looking to. But they say it's back there. So I'm just putting things out here that's reality, or supposed to be reality, just to kind of, you know, open up the discussion a little bit. We don't want to just jump in and talk and be like, oh, yeah, eating booty is not for me. Moving on, you dig? Because I'd be like, you know, sometimes some things get people that some things don't. Here's an example. Like, I went to all black high school, or pretty dominant, I should say, pretty dominant all in a black neighborhood. You dig? The hood high school. Let's just put it like, I went to a hood high school. Now, I'm going to keep it 100. There'd be like some girls that went to our school that wasn't from the hood. Y'all going to get what I'm saying without me. I don't like to really say racist and thing like that. But they wasn't from the neighborhood. So, like, how some of them girls was winning is because the neighborhood girls was like, I'm not giving up no head. Hells to the Nizal. But that other girl was. They'd be like, damn, how did she get him? Ain't no question. You dig? She doing something everybody ain't. And with the girls that be like the fine fucking sisters at the school, be with the dude that's not from the neighborhood, be like, what the hell? Talk to him one day, dude was like, I be eating pussy. At the time, I was like, that's nasty. What the fuck wrong with you? But he had the girl I wanted, and she wasn't going to give him up. Get it? So who knows? Maybe that's what eating booty like. I mean, for the discussion, I mean, either one of y'all ever had y'all booty ate? That sounds funny asking my friend that, though. It is what it is.
Miss Unbelievable, care to elaborate on that?
Why, yes, I have. And it was wonderful. Yes, it was. I got a different orgasm than I did when eating my pussy. And you gotta know what you're doing. And yes, it's a nice sensation. There is some nerve endings back there that, yes, it's a beautiful thing, but you, to make it even better, you play with, you finger, and you lick at the same time. But, yeah, yes, I have.
Okay. I mean, that's usually what I hear, you know what I mean? Be like, oh, it's something different. Curl your toes type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So,
but
you know.
But then again, it's not like when I did it, it wasn't even an end thing. It was just a new sexual thing that, you know, me and the partner decided to try. I was really shocked when people was like, "Oh, you don't do that?" And I'm like, "Man, that's been there, done that type for me." So I was like, "Oh, it's not a thing." Oh,
right,
y'all
right.
Scared? Oh, my bad. You know, I know how to. So it was just like, oh, it's almost like, I mean, if it's clean, y'all clean. I mean, you put your dick up in there, so what's the difference of your mouth? I'm just like, okay.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah.
Jazz?
Let's see, I was going to say something, but I got lost in mental visuals. But,
Jazz.
Yes.
What about
yes.
I'm passing
yes.
it to you. Jazz.
Yes. So. Yes, I've had it done. You know, it was great. I wouldn't do it myself personally. But I'm not going to stop you from doing it. You feel me? In my head,
okay.
I'm be thinking the whole time, you nasty little motherfucker. But, you know, I ain't going to stop you. I'm going to let you do what you do, you know, because it's not my mouth.
But
awesome. It is great, great.
Honestly, though, I've never heard a man who would want it from a female. So, never.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
They're so booty, like, they feel like they're going to be gay if someone touches their booty, or, you know.
Yeah.
That's a gay thing, so.
I think it all depends on the guys, though, really. Because, I mean, like, I said, in the groups, like, some don't be like that. Because, like, some men be like, if it's not with a dude, then it's different. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So not all dudes are, you know what I mean, thinking on that level with it. But, yeah, man, I've known guys talk about it long time ago. Like you said, it's unbelievable. And that's when I realized I wasn't the freak I thought I was.
You
did. I used to run around and be like, shit.
Eight.
Huh?
Tank said he liked getting his booty ate.
Yes,
okay.
He did.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Let me shout out to Kevin Gates for making booty eating popular.
Now that you say it, okay, now I get it. Yep, yep, yep. I remember that now. And after that, then everybody was eating booty.
Yeah.
Clean up them groceries. You gotta get to them groceries. Just like.
Let's see. I guess it's about time for another break. Then we're gonna come back. We're gonna jump into another topic. Stick with us. We got some more stuff for y'all. Remember, there are no scripts to this. It is what it is, and that only. Up next, who we got, Miss Unbelievable? Anthony Hamilton.
Yes.
Look, she on some drop her panty shit tonight. It is what it is. Best of me. Wet Wednesday.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hamilton. Wednesdays right here on Monster US Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can catch us every Wednesday night right here. And if we're not here, go check our archives. You're going to find something you're definitely going to like. So, all right, we're bringing it back with our conversation tonight. All right, we done went through eating booty. Now, up next, we got what we got? We got fingering or not. Two finger or not two finger. Also, we got
that is the question
sagging.
One.
Is it, right, sagging. Is it sexy or not? That's what we're asking the ladies. So, all right, which one we on tag first?
Well, let's just keep it on going with the fingering, shall we? With the hands and the lump and the tongue. So I asked, that's all, let me see, asked, do girls actually enjoy being fingered or is that a myth? And we had a comment, so I'll read the comment and then I'll pass it. The comment was, if I were to try and put myself in a woman's shoes, this is by a man, I would think it would just be a new sensation, and the plethora of sexual sensations, whether it's enjoyable or not, it depends on the person receiving it. Everybody is different. So,
okay.
Passing it to Jazzy. Jazzy, do you think we actually enjoy being fingered, or is it a myth to you?
I don't say no. We just endure it.
Okay. No, is that like, really? Is that just like personal preference, or like does like most of the ladies around you, or like, you know, friends, or you know what I mean? Because I know y'all ladies talk. Y'all talk more intense than guys do. I'm just saying, y'all go way further than we do. But I mean, is that like just personal, or is like a lot of the ladies that friends that you have, they say the same thing?
I would say it's a few friends that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. It feels okay sometimes, but majority of the time, it's like, no, can you use that thing between your legs, or can you use that thing in your mouth?
Something else, yeah. Anything but that, just do something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when you think about the part of it, you know, fingernails are dirty and they can scratch you, and you know,
right. Yeah, you definitely can't be letting Wolverine from X-Men finger you. You dig? I'm just saying, or some OG wannabe pimp with motherfucking Dracula nails and shit.
That's only the pinky. That's only the pinky.
Right, you don't use
OG
the pinky.
OG Pimp only got the pinky. Keep that pinky out of there.
But I would have to say, you know, from a guy's experience, you know what I mean? I'm an OG. I'm not trying to say I've been around, like I'm a tramp or nothing. But, you know, I've seen a couple girls. You know what I mean? A couple, three, four. but I have to say, like, majority I would say a lot do. There are just, I say there's a lot less more that don't than do. I mean, I've met women before that was like asking me to do it. Hey, do that, da 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 da. You know, pregame stuff, whatever, or you know, riding in the car, like hey, fuck with me, do do do, or you know, some shit like that, the movies or some shit like that. But yeah, but I think it like it comes down to how I think it really is like how much she's into you. I mean, I know it's more about her and what she's into, but kind of more if she's really, really if you really, really turn her on sexually, then honestly, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter. She's going to open up, boo-boosh, no matter what you do. So it's like a dude, like with a fine-ass girl, there's no way you're going to give me head and I'm not going to get hard. If the ugly one, she might have problems. But a fine one, it's just how it is. You dig? So, you know, so yeah, you know, there are ones that do and some that don't. But the ones that do, man, when you do it, boo-boo, that motherfucker get wet as hell. You have to fucking shake your goddamn hand off. You know what I mean? Just goddamn, baby. Is that what it is? You dig? She be like, yeah. I bust it all in your hand. But, you know, it just all depends, you know. But that's just from a guy's angle, from my perspective. Don't make me right or wrong, but, you know. So, so that's my experience with it. So, do we have comments on that one? Is that the one we had comments on?
Yeah, I read that first. That was the comment.
Oh,
I didn't say
bad.
My comment yet. That was the comment I read. It was from a man's perspective, so it was kind of good to hear two men's perspective.
Right, okay.
My perspective. Yeah, my perspective, I mean, my girls, you know, they always talk about the length of the hands, how the hands look. If they look real scary, they like, nah, that ain't going in. Like, if they got, like, nubs or, you know, something happened or they too, like, fat, they're like, nah, that ain't going up in me. So it's really, it's appearance. If the nail's dirty up underneath there, excuse me, they're like, no, that ain't, go wash your hands. That's, you know, some of my girls say. Some of my girls love it because it's like, especially if you do it spontaneously somewhere, you know, we're out and you'd be like, you know, let me just do it. And then you do it, you know, spontaneously different places. Yeah. Because that's turning you on. That's letting you know that she's into, you know, freaky stuff anywhere. And I think it's just who you're with, the trust factor of who you're with, and them knowing what to do. Like, if you don't know what to do fingering, like, stay out. If you're not an expert at fingering, stay out. Yeah, it's a whole, you got to know what you're doing. Cause if you just in there moving around like your tongue, like to me, there's, if you don't got no rhythm, stay out. Like, yeah. So, I think it's just the sensation of knowing, like, of the connection. If you do not like fingering, if you do not get her wet and she stays dry, yeah, she's not attracted to you at all. It's almost like a sign that God can be like, let me finger her. Let me see if my fingers can't do it, then I can't do it. Because if there's no general attraction, if she ain't getting wet just by the thought of your voice, your fingers, your tongue, whatever, yeah, she don't like you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Because, see, when I was younger, that's what it was all about. It wasn't about actually trying to, like, get her off or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Nowadays, see, you finger her right, you pull back on that dish thing the right way, you know. Not like I'm a master at it or a guru or nothing. Hey, this is something I read on the online. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I read this online. And you do it right here, and she'll squirt like a motherfucker. Get it? Fuck the whole sheets up. But back in the day, you used to do it to see if she was ready. Get it? You touch down there, the motherfucker dried. She ain't ready. I got to do more. Put in some more work. Da-da-da. 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 Boom, boom, boom. She's still not ready. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. I might have to go down there and kiss a little bit. Do what you got to do. Oh, now she ready. Get it? And it went on from there. Where, you know, like I said, now, shit, your motherfucking wrist got to be like a vibrator. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, I got carpal tunnel one time trying to do that shit. But yeah. So. So yeah, it definitely depends on the person, whether they're, you know,
and I gotta
into
say,
it or not, or into some freaky stuff.
And I got to say, a lot of guys do that when they finger you, they do the test to see if it smells good. And then that's when they'll go down. They like finger you, like, nah, that ain't fresh. I ain't going down there.
Yeah, that used to be it too. Sure did. I remember I got called out before. You checking on me? Goddamn skip. Fuck around. I know you going to check on me. But yeah, that's what it used to be.
Mhm. And I got to say, most guys are surprised when you finger in them and you're already wet. They be like, well, dang. Okay, well, let's go. So it all depends.
Right. Don't got to do too much. So, okay. So let's see. So we jump into another topic, or we gonna spin some music?
Let's spin, and then last topic.
Okay. Let me see. I don't even got nothing set up while I'm over here talking about. Should we spin something?
Come on now.
Yeah, I want to have something independent. You know, I don't have nothing independent in front of me, but this one right here. It still sets the mood. I don't care what nobody say. Be mad if you want. It's Cutaway.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So deep in feeling.
We love y'all.
Notice they really like me.
Hello.
Can't control my
anxiety.
Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
Sing
to tell you what to do.
Hey, I don't care what nobody say, man. That song right there, whenever I hear it, I think that's going to be one of my, you know, all-time greats. You know, like people listen to Marvin Gaye, some songs like that. I think that's going to be one of my all-time greats. I think one of the great things was, you know, when I was over in London, I was lit in the back of the whip. We was on our way back to the flat. Oh, my goodness, that song came on, and I was just feeling the state. It is. I'm just going to leave it like that. Mm-hmm. I was just feeling the state. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that, yeah. LMA, boot up. Nice track right there. So, all right, we bringing it back. Wet, wet Wednesdays. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Adult conversation. Don't forget we're here Wednesday nights. You can always go back and check the archive show if you need more information or you need to get the name of an artist that we spun so you can look them up. You can always go to mindstarsradio.com, find the blog talk link if you're listening on your phone. If you're online, then you already know how to get there. And you can just put in what you need. Wet, wet Wednesday, takeover Tuesday, Karma Cafe, whatever you need, you can put that in and you'll get it. So, all right, we're going to bring it back with our conversation tonight. Okay, now we already went through about eating booty. We done went through about fingering. That went on down a couple of different roads. So I be bringing it to Jazzy's topic. So break the topic down, Jazzy, and tell us how did we get there.
All right, all right. Our last topic of the night is sagging pants. Is it a turn off or a turn on for you? And how we got that topic is I cannot stand to see a man, a boy, anybody say they can't. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. It is a complete turn off for me. I just, like, not only do I know the history of where it started from, but you know, nobody want to see your draws. Like, pull that out of your pants.
I feel you. I feel you. I mean, how you feel about Miss Unbelievable? If a guy comes up to you, just in general, you know what I mean, looking like Shamar Moore. You know what I mean? He walking up, talking about, I don't know what line to use. You dig? Whatever pleases mm-hmm. you, whatever tickles your fancy. And he's sagging. What's your reaction?
Pull your pants up and then come back and talk to me. I don't. No.
Sex. I don't care how fine you are.
You got to pull them pants up. To me, that's. First of all, to me, I'd be like, you know what? You're being very disrespectful right now. And he'll probably look at me like, what? I'll be like, because I didn't ask to see your drawers yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to need you to, you know, go pull them pants up and come to me as a woman, as a queen, because a king don't come with his pants looking like that at all. So I'm not into sagging pants. I get on my kids about it. I get on my kids at school about it. I'll make sure, like, I'll be like, do you need a belt? Do we need to go buy a belt? That shirt ain't long enough. You know, do you not have no clothes? It makes me think that they ain't got no money. So in my mind, it's like, okay, what, you can't find pants that fit you? Are you broke? So it's not a fad that I think is hot. I think it shows that you're slouchy. You don't care about your appearance. And it's just so unattractive. So I'm very turned off. Like, yeah. And if they tight too, oh, now you got a double one.
Yes.
Now you just really messed up. Now you just looking like somebody's little boy, you know, like somebody's little child, like, ooh, who didn't know no better. Like, you know better.
Well, how your pants tighter than mine and you sagging? What? That doesn't even make sense.
Mm-mm. And then, what tips it for me And then your drawers is dirty. Oh, my God. And I see doo-doo things up in there. Oh, my God. That's a no. No. Mm-mm. And I see the crack of your
goodness,
ass. No.
You hanging at?
I'm done. I'm done.
Listen, no lie. Okay, I was leaving work yesterday, and it was this slightly large guy that got on the bus. I was finna say the N word, but I ain't trying to get no fine on the radio.
We get you.
But this boy had a too little hoodie, first of all. But his hoodie was too little. He had on some basketball shorts. And when I tell y'all, his pants was up under his cheeks. Mm. I swear I started to push him back out the bus door. and his pants was so tight. I was like, I wanted to be like, sir, what? And I know he seen the way I was looking at him. I know he did. The bus driver looked at me, and I just started shaking my head. He started laughing because he already knew what was going through my mind.
Right.
Like, why?
Okay. Well, I think I did see some comments before that. You know, some women, I guess they do like that stuff.
little girls.
Well, I blame little skinny motherfuckers like myself. The reason why today men are wearing them little skinny ass clothes like you was talking about. We'll get to the sagging part in a second, because I think in the 90s, it did probably starting late 80s, the 90s, like us skinny dudes, that's all we wore was baggy clothes. You dig? Big boys that go to the motherfucking clothing store, he can't find his size. Why? Because my little ass got on 46s with my little 32A. You understand me? So I think that's what happened. The fat boys didn't have nothing else to wear. So all I had to do was wear a little tight ass clothes. Okay, that was a joke. It failed. But back to the sagging part, I would have to say I like sagging. I do. Not me personally, no. I'm talking about my lady in the middle of the night coming to the bedroom with her pajama pants or them motherfucking jogging pants on and sagging. And I go there. But outside of that,
that's totally different.
That's totally different. That is letting you know that the booty and the sex is going down. That's different. That's telling we want
that's
you to
different.
Pull your pants down. Come get it.
Well,
that's different.
That's partially where it originated from. It is. And besides, I can't sag pants. Hell no, I look funny as hell. You ever remember when you used to try to run to get up out of there when your mama used to try to whoop you and she had your arm and you trying to get away, but you can't. You high-tailing your ass. You dig? That's how I look. And no, I can't sag. So no, it won't work for me. Hell no. No, I ain't got no booty. It is what it is. I can't do that. I couldn't sag if I wanted to. What it look like? Like I'm high telling me about to get my ass whooped. So yeah, sagging wouldn't work for me. So no, you'll never see me sag. And if I'm sagging, it's because my belt broke. You need to help me pull them motherfuckers up.
The thing about
I go get the yarn or some rope if I ain't got a belt right by me. Stop playing.
The thing that gets me is y'all know the history behind sagging and where it originated from and why it was started, but y'all still doing it.
They now. Yeah. That's why
some
I said,
do, Jazzy.
Come in the bedroom,
some do,
and
then some don't.
And then be mad when you get hollered at by a nigga. How? Nigga, you advertising ass. Pull your pants up.
Right. You can see your booty. You know he a man.
Right.
You know how we think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, look, my phone over here blowing up.
I heard it.
All right, y'all, so that's about the end of the show. You can hear it. So, everybody's
like,
hey,
your baby mama, I said, we are on air. Stop calling you.
Believe me, is she calling me? I'm not answering. No way. Go to voicemail because I know you should have talked some shit. And I ain't talked to you in forever. You call me, there's a problem. It is what it is. Our kids are grown. Shit. What you calling me for? Any last words there, ladies? We'll start out with you, Jazz.
My last words is pull your goddamn pants up. And have a great day.
What about you, Miss Unbelievable?
Tomorrow night, Karma Cafe, the Solo Me Speaks, is going to be speaking. Join us, tune in, call in, and get your booty licked tonight. Take it from me. You enjoy.
Good night. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what to do. We don't got a script in this, man.
Hey. Wow.
Good night.